So I'm back again talking to you some more about video blogging this time, or vlogging, even more specific than that, miniaturized, mini tiny vlogging. That can be a mouthful sometimes to say, but ever since the arrival of YouTube, if we completely ignore vlogging in terms of YouTube being a platform, that has really helped have a blend and a mix with Twitter and direct towards the ever more popular Vine. Now, Vine is something that has been going around for many years now, and more people are jumping on it. However, I would still argue that it's still in its infancy and it's not really grown within the UK. Forever I'm finding uses, but some of the more relevant and creative but relevant uses have been with some housing associations and companies. They in particular use the hashtag which was invented on Twitter, Housing Day or Housing UK. But the Housing Day seems to be a popular one currently. And also that people like Nando's or Mashable and people with the resources and the time and the effort to spend money on people creating innovative things for the use of Twitter and video blogging platforms like Vine. They're the main audiences. There's nothing out there in a very low-key communal sense. So it's quite lucky that it's existed and it's taken off in the way it has. But the criticism I have of it that I've just mentioned is really more related to the UK, because over in the US it's massive and so many people use it and in so many different ways that it's become quite a bit of a linchpin. It's definitely used by certain types of people, and you've got different categories that help flourish in those different areas. It's really quite an interesting platform if you're looking from the American angle, but again, from the UK angle, not really. Now, the reason why I'm doing this podcast is really just to bring to your attention the evolution of mini-sized vlogging. And although the amalgamation of how you translate YouTube and Twitter then gives birth to Vine, since Vine has become ever more popular, we've seen the rise of Instagram. However, yeah, another criticism is that I often find it difficult to do pictures on Instagram, partly because of the Windows form and the phone and the different platforms that we have. So there seems to be a bit of a lag, and it's the same with Vine in some ways. And the audiences in particular seem to stem around more Apple product users. And that's not an issue, but if those platforms were to grow, they would if they listened more to other platforms. And I think Vine has still got some issues and teething problems, in particular with the dysfunctional attitude it has towards the channels and not being able to tag and grip onto various channels so we can make topics of our Vines. But either way, Instagram is taking on what Vine has done, and it seems like people are interested. I think, if my memory serves me well, I should have done my research, but the Vine going from 6 seconds right through to the 10 seconds or so for the Vine clips is quite interesting, and it's provided people with that ability to think slightly more creatively, but provide a bit more space in a way. Now, it seems that although Vine and Instagram are in effect competing against each other and they are creating the platform of mini vlogging, there is a new wildebeest out there somewhere. And this person is Ocho. O-C-H-O is not just a Mexican hello, but it's tipping their heads at the two by having a 9-second sort of... It's basically created a clip that is somewhere in between the Instagram and the Vine, but it's then gone even further and it actually has a video record option. It's developed even more beyond that by allowing you to edit your clips together. In a very superficial manner, it does that. And as if that wasn't enough, Ocho has now introduced this ability to filter And this is something that the filtering technology of Instagram was popular with, that it's managed to integrate in some ways with its video clips. Archio is just doing that as standard. And I think that the main difference with what the output is the ability to use Archio in a more widescreen and polished, cleaner sort of look, whereas the current state of mini vlogging with Vine and Instagram is quite boxed off. But Archio is the first platform to offer us a widescreen format, which suggests to us really that there are two ways to use to enjoy your user experience. One is through any regular phone where you hold the phone up, but if you bother to turn it sideways, in essence, it's saying we're missing an entirely new way of navigating through our mini vlogs. And that is what is bringing us a new platform, a new way of viewing vlogs. Also the tagging infrastructure of being able to tag Twitter people in and other Archio users is really quite trendy. So overall, really quite useful. It's going to be interesting to see how Archio delivers, but as it currently exists, it's in a very early stages form, and there are very few people using it. I say very few, but actually it is picking up speed quite quickly. And it's also picking up speed in the area that Snapchat has developed somewhat. And in this area that Snapchat's developed, Snapchat's really developed in providing people with the ability to privately speak to each other. And Archio's taken on that aspect in that we can now reply to people, not just comment, like, and reshare, but you can video reply to people. And it's really trying to be a next level breed of mini vlog. And it's done that really well by summarizing all of the efforts made by really popular youthful trends as Snapchat and Instagram are, but also so are Vines. So hopefully this trend will rub off, but I guess we'll wait and see in some ways. Yet to be seen.